Destination Unknown by Agatha Christie. Chapter 1. Mr. Jessop sat at his desk. He was a man who looked as if he lived indoors, a man of desks and paper, and his office was at the end of a long underground corridor. Although Jessop's smooth, pale face had no expression, his eyes were tired. Walking with nervous energy up and down Jessop's office was Colonel Wharton. The Colonel had dark hair and a small moustache.
"Reports!" he exclaimed loudly. "All we get is security reports, and they're all useless."
Jessop looked down at the papers and documents on his desk. They all read, "Betterton, Thomas."
"Reports! Not just from Rome," continued the Colonel, "but from nearly every capital city in the world."
He sat down abruptly.
"We've got to find Thomas Betterton," he insisted. "He's like all these other top scientists that have disappeared recently. We still don't know where they are, and we don't know how or why they disappear either," he added. "Have you read the latest information on Betterton from America?"
Jessop nodded. "Betterton worked in America before the war," he said. "His work was good, but ordinary. When the scientist Dr. Mannheim escaped to America from Germany, Betterton worked as his assistant. And he later married Dr. Mannheim's daughter, Elsa. After Dr. Mannheim died, Betterton worked on his own and became very famous when he discovered Ze fission, one of the most brilliant and important discoveries about nuclear science that's ever been made."
"I don't understand Ze fission at all," said Colonel Wharton, "or anything about atom bombs or nuclear science. All I know is that these scientists now have the power to destroy the world."
"Betterton became one of the most important scientists in the world," continued Jessop. "But his wife Elsa died soon after their marriage, and Betterton decided to come to England. He's been working at the nuclear laboratory in Harwell for the last 18 months. Just 6 months ago, he married again."
"What about Betterton's second wife?" asked Wharton. "Anything of interest?"
Jessop shook his head.
"We can't find anything," he said.
"She's the daughter of a local lawyer and worked in an office before her marriage."
"What do the people at Harwell say about Betterton?" Wharton asked.
"They said that he was a pleasant man," Jessop replied. "He worked on the practical uses of Ze fission, nothing new or original." Both men were silent for a moment as they looked at the big pile of security reports on the desk.
"Was Betterton thoroughly investigated before he arrived in England?" asked Colonel Wharton.
"Yes, of course. Everything was satisfactory."
"And Betterton's been here 18 months, said Wharton thoughtfully. "Sometimes these scientists get nervous and upset because they're always watched so carefully, for security reasons, of course. They begin to dream of an ideal world, peace and freedom for everyone. They want to share their secrets and their work with all the world for the good of humanity. That's exactly the moment when someone can persuade them to sell their secrets and betray their country."
"It would help if I knew more about Betterton," said Jessop, looking again at the papers on his desk. "Not about his work, but about the everyday things, what made him laugh, the people he admired, or what made him angry."
"Can't his wife tell you that?" asked Wharton.
"She hasn't helped me much so far," said Jessop. "She says she doesn't know anything about her husband's disappearance. She says she thinks he's been kidnapped."
"What's she like?"
"She seems like a very ordinary woman," said Jessop. "She's waiting to see me now. I'll ask her the same question."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?